Hare Krishna. It's nice to see you all again. How was your day yesterday, if I may ask? Well, I think everyone will have an individual answer to this question. Maybe that's not good to ask such a question to a larger group. I will ask individually the question. Good. Hare Krishna. a warm blanket is coming. Hare Krishna. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had paid his obeisances to Haridev and gotten blessings from Haridev, he did a Govardhan Parikrama starting in Manasa Ganga. And that is the traditional place to start a Govardhan Parikrama. When pilgrims come from outside, they will park their buses at Manasa Ganga and then commence their parikrama from there. But those who live at the site of Giriraj feel Giriraj is working so much in their life that they consider him almost like a dear friend who influences their life. And they are not so concerned about starting here or there. They start right from there, from the doorstep to the house, and end at the doorstep of the house. That is also right. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Govardhan Parikrama at Manasi Ganga. Now in the night before he went on Parikrama, he developed a great desire in his mind. If I could only see Gopal, the deity who appeared to Madhavendra Puri, then my life would be fulfilled. But Gopal was installed in a temple right on top of the Giriraj, right on top of Giriraj. You can see this temple when you climb on the roof and look in this direction towards Jatipur. He is there. And Lord Chaitanya could not possibly climb Giriraj. For him, and in his vision, Giriraj was identical with Krishna. And how could he climb on Krishna, on Krishna's head? So this is where his thoughts, since I shall not at any time climb Govardhan Hill, how then shall I be able to see Gopal Rai? How will this desire be fulfilled? Now you must know one thing. For Giriraj, nothing is impossible. Whereas for us, only a few small things are possible to do. We move in a very limited circle of influence, a very small area which we can cover with our capabilities and even our thinking power. But Giriraj moves in a circle which has no limits. He can attain anything. There is nothing he cannot do. I remember when Krishna was lifting Giriraj on his little pinky, Mother Yashoda came to him and was very worried. Your hand is so soft and your body is so soft. How can you hold this hard mountain for so much time? Krishna responded, Maya, this is not a problem because Giriraj has made himself very light. Yashoda said, I do not believe your words. You always say when I say you shouldn't do that, that everything is very easy and very light. So only if Giriraj flies, then I will be able to believe your words that he is very light. And then at that moment, Giriraj lifted himself from the pinky of Lord Krishna and started to fly very nicely. Nothing is impossible for Giriraj. And when he saw the impossible desire of Mahaprabhu, that he wanted to see Gopal, who was residing in the on the top of the mountain, but he would under no circumstances climb or touch Giriraj with his feet, then Giriraj fulfilled this desire in another way. Gopal had one priest who would come every day from Aniyur village, and also some other, there were other priests that came from Jatipur village to serve him. And one day, just when Lord Chaitanya had developed this desire, Giriraj influenced the mind of that priest that he was sure of something which was not happening. He began running into the village and said, everyone be very, very careful. The Muslims are very near and they're planning a massive attack on this area. They want to steal Gopal. So all the villagers were very afraid for Lord Gopal, and they climbed the hill. You know how the bridge buses do this. They do this barefoot, and sometimes they hold in one in the left hands their chapals and then go over Giriraj. So the strong men came and carried Gopal down and brought him to the foot of the hill. And here it was here where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu held his darshan. Had his darshan. And then the people further thought, it's not safe even down here. Let us bring him away from Govardhan so that no one will find him. And they brought him to the village of Gantuli Gram. Now on the way back from Gantuli Gram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had been staying with Gopal all this while, who had accompanied him to the village from Jatipur, where he was brought down to the Gantuli Gram, it's in this direction. He was bringing, when the deity went back, Lord Chaitanya led the procession. And I would like us all to zero in, as they say in New York. That means to focus on this amazing walk. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked with the deity Gopal back to his temple. And as he walked, a large crowd of people began to assemble and walk with him. And when they saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they started to chant the transcendental names of the Lord and sang very jubilantly, Krishna!
Krishna!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Lord Chaitanya visited other places in here in the Braj area. In fact, he went to each one of the 12 forests, and I will talk a little bit about this, his journey tomorrow, but here I want to say how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to transform the hearts of unlimited amounts of people simply by singing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in his ecstatic way, and bringing about a transformation in the heart of these people. Lord Chaitanya traveled for one whole month around in Vrindavan, and finally after the month-long journey of Brajmandal Parikrama was completed, finally he went to a place called Akrura Ghat. And there in Akrura Ghat he rested. Now because there were so many people who had seen Lord Chaitanya when he moved about in Vrindavan during this 1 month, and who wanted to have darshan again of him, he escaped early in the morning from the Akrura Ghat and went all the way to Vrindavan, where he sat under one tree and chanted the holy name. This tree is called the Imlital tree. Who has seen this tree? Oh, that is many of you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord Chaitanya sat there in the mood of Radha, longing for Krishna. And as he became Krishna Avesh, that means absorbed in Krishna, his beautiful golden color turned blackish. Every day he would spend time looking from that tree towards the Yamuna and remembering the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan. At noon, he would return to Akrura Ghat to take his lunch, and then in the afternoon, people could come, were invited to come, and to have his darshan and speak to him. But in the early morning, from the early morning to the noontime, he would be in seclusion in under this tree in Vrindavan. Whenever people came to see him, and there were many people, as we said, really many, many people, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would talk to them about the importance of chanting the holy name. It was also during this time that he met a resident of Vrindavan called Krishna Das, whom he gave his causeless mercy and accepted him. Krishna Das received from the Lord the holy name, and it is described by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami what happened to him. You know, he is only one out of the millions of people who received the holy name by Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Das Kaviraj says, Krishna Das then became transcendental mad with ecstatic love and began to chant and dance the holy name of Hari. He became so absorbed in the chanting that he seemed to get up and dance ecstatically. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always did this transformation of the heart by giving people the holy name. When he finally left Vrindavan on his way, he converted a saintly Muslim pandit or scholar and his disciple, a Muslim prince. He would meet them, he would say, chant Hare Krishna, and they would do this. The scholar said after this meeting, now that I have seen you, my tongue is chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The false prestige I felt from being a learned scholar is now gone. All his Muslim companions who were with him started to chant, and the priest and the prince accompanied Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is remarkable how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu affected the lives of these people. Especially in Muslim or Islam religion, it is not allowed to go to another religion. Even in a tolerant and modern town like Dubai, you will find a sign in the airport that if any Muslim dares to convert to another religion, he will face death penalty. They will hang him or do other unpleasant things to him. But Lord Chaitanya had such an influence that people who came in contact with him were fearlessly leaving their old life behind and becoming very much willing to take to the practices of Krishna consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this is my point today, where I will speak about the glories of the holy name, showed during his visit in Vrindavan, but of course before and afterwards, how spiritual transformation is indeed possible by chanting the holy name. I remember how Prabhupada would warn us when we came to Vrindavan. He would say, don't try to find Krishna by looking behind some bush. Trying to find him here and there. But he would always say that through the chanting of the holy name, Krishna's form, which is so beautiful, Krishna's qualities like his mercy and Krishna's pastimes would become revealed on the clean mirror of the heart of the chanter, the mirror which was is cleaned by the holy name. In Lord Chaitanya's pastime, there is, in Vrindavan, there's a very important little episode which you have to consider in order to understand the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, that by chanting the holy name, the transformation of the heart and the darshan of Krishna is possible. As we heard, that Lord Chaitanya came in for his lunch prasadam back from Vrindavan to Akrura Theatre, and there were many people. One time Lord Chaitanya said, I see the crowd has increased. My dear people, from where are you coming? Oh, said one person, do you not know? We were all the night in Vrindavan at Keshigat. Lord Chaitanya said, what is there in Keshigat so that you don't sleep but stay up all night? Oh, you have not heard? Said the people, Krishna is dancing at Keshigat in the and he is visible. You can have direct Krishna darshan. Oh, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is it? Yes, the people said, Krishna has come to Vrindavan and manifested himself in the waters of the Kaliya lake. He dances on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya there, and we can see when we stand on the bank the blazing jewels on the head of Kaliya, and we see Krishna. There is no doubt about it. Everything, as when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Krishna had again come to Vrindavan, he simply laughed and said, everything you say is correct. For 3 nights, there were really massive amounts of people who sat at Keshigat and stared at Krishna. We can imagine it must have spread like wildfire, and many, many people heard about it. What would you do if Prashanta said, urgent announcement, stop the class now, urgent announcement, Krishna can be seen at Govindakund. There is no doubt about it. We would look at Prashanta, because Prashanta's announcements are always absolutely correct. We would most probably, well, I don't know, but maybe some of us, the more emotional devotees amongst us, mainly Matajis also, they would immediately sneak out. They would say to their followers, I have to go to the bathroom, and then they would check in Govindakund this information. Maybe, I cannot say for sure. And they came back, these people came back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They showed symptoms of great joy and say, now we have seen Krishna. Lord Chaitanya smiled. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami comments, he said, by the mercy of Sarasvati, everything what these people said was absolutely correct. They spoke with such conviction that the servant of Lord Chaitanya, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, felt inspired to go to Keshigat and check it out. And he asked Lord Chaitanya for permission to go in the night. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard his servants asking him for permission to see Krishna at Keshigat, he very mercifully took his lotus hand and slapped him in the face. Note, the word is very mercifully. It was not an unnerved thing. And he said, you stay here, you fool. Hare Krishna. You are a learned scholar. How is it that you have become a fool being influenced by the statements of other fools? Why would Krishna appear in the age of Kali? Can you please think a little bit? Foolish people who are mistaken are simply causing agitation and making a tumult. Now do not become mad. Simply sit here, and tomorrow night you will see Krishna. So the next morning, after this has happened, you know, it happened in the evening when Balabhadra Bhattacharya wanted to see Krishna dancing. Some respectable gentlemen came by to pay their obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya smiled at them and said, so have you seen Krishna? And the people were thinking, what? In dancing in Keshigat, Balabhadra was there to hear every word. The gentleman smiled and said, we see Krishna here, sitting before us. We can see that by your influence, millions of people are chanting Hare Krishna and are mad and ecstatic love for Krishna, totally transformed. Maybe like iron, they didn't say this, but I can imagine they must have thought, like iron who has become fire in the contact with a strong fire. We can see you are the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu protested, but then he said, what's about this Krishna dancing in the Yamuna? And the people said, the gentleman said, well, at night in Kaliya Lake, there is a fisherman who lights a torch in his boat to attract fish. Maybe you do not know, but if you, at nighttime is a good time for the sinful occupation. You take a boat and you make light there. And the fishes who see darkness all around are attracted and curiously come to where the light is. From the distance, people mistakenly think that they are seeing Krishna dancing on the body of Kaliya's serpent. What they think is that the boat is Kaliya's serpent, and the torch, the light, are the reflection from the jewels on his hooves. But the greatest mistake they do is that they mistake the fisherman to be Krishna. It's like thinking a dry tree is a person who thinks, who walks, who talks, who laughs, and who's a living person. Can you see the image? Here's the boat. This looks more like a submarine, but this is a boat. And there's a torchlight here, and then there is the fisherman. And they think, because of the light which we hear was reflected in Kaliya's jewels, that the boat really is the body of Kaliya, and on top, dancing elegantly, is Krishna. And then they said again, but what the people say is right. You are that Krishna who has appeared here in Vrindavan as an avatar. Just by seeing you, everyone is now liberated. My Lord, as the aroma of deer musk cannot be concealed by wrapping it in a cloth, your characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be concealed by any means. So this is what they said. I think this is significant that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, on one hand, takes great effort to always tell us Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he manifested ecstatic love of Godhead, and everyone who came there developed the same amount of love. And then he, from all the other small pastimes which must have happened. You know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's every day, there are millions of things which Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says will be maybe reported in the future. But he takes such a small little small little detail out of the vast ocean of Mahaprabhu's Vrindavan pastimes, which he must be aware in some way, and decides, this I will put in Chaitanya Charitamrita, so that others who want Krishna Bhakti will understand how the Lord is giving it. My dear devotees, how will you see Krishna? You will see Krishna only with the eyes of love. If you do not have the eyes of love, you will not see Krishna. You know, when Krishna appeared, only his devotees could see him as Krishna. Duryodhana and many other people were definitely impressed, but they couldn't understand that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead because they had no love. Hiranyakashipu saw the Lord face to face, but he could not understand because he had no love. Or the fish, the washerman in Mathura was approached by Krishna to give him some cloth, but because he had no love, he aggressively said, if you don't stop asking me for the emperor's cloth, I will report you to Kamsa's men and they will torture you. This same man was a very sincere sadhaka in his previous lives, who had performed sadhana in order to have the darshan of the Lord. But because he had no love in his heart, even though the Lord was before him, he couldn't recognize him. Therefore, devotees don't pray for the direct darshan of Krishna, but they pray always, give me love, give me bhakti in my heart, because that is most important in order to have the darshan of the Lord. So this love is called a transformation of the heart. And now our heart is steeped in selfish desires, where we think about our own benefit. But when the heart is transformed, then we will think like the Brajbasis, only for the benefit of Krishna. When the cowherd boys beg for food, they do this so that Krishna gets food to eat, not for their own stomachs. It is always the bhava in Vrindavan is Krishna should be, Krishna is served. It is not. It is living. I would like to now talk about transformation, because spiritual transformation and what it means. Because many of you came with the desire to become more, to transform your consciousness to more, to being more Krishna aware or Krishna consciousness. The famous psychologist William James, in his very, very good book, The Varieties of Religious Experience, discusses this, and although it is a very old book, it is still referred to by modern psychologists. And he writes, our normal consciousness is only aware of a tiny part of what states of consciousness are possible for us. Separated by only a very thin veil lie potential forms of consciousness that are highly different from our normal consciousness. The moment the required stimuli comes, all the different states of consciousness which we are able to have can spring up. Could you understand his English? So there is something slumbering in us, a potential of different types of consciousness which can be arisen when it is provocated or brought out by a stimuli. Remember, a few days ago we talked about spiritual stimuli. What was their name? Udipans. And we said how important, we recommended how important it could be for you to bring in your life these Udipans in order to awaken or stimulate these dormant states of consciousness, of which one is definitely God consciousness, and bring it out and bring it to full life. So when we come to this state of consciousness, which we are normally not aware that we can think like this or feel like this or perceive like this, when we come to the state of consciousness which is spiritual or what does actually happen? I would like to answer this question first from a scientific view, and then I will not bore those who do not like such discussions, and will go back to our traditional form. But I think it's very important that you that we understand when we speak about raising our consciousness to different states, what it is that we are looking for. I think it is important so that you will not be satisfied with where you, you know, you will not limit your life to the little amounts of awareness of Krishna you are now capable for. I mean, some have big amounts. But that you feel, wow, there's so much prospect. Prospect means is something which can happen in the future to you. That I wish to really, really see that I come to this. What will happen from the psychological point of view is, I have this from a psychological paper. You will transcend the relationship between subject and object. Let me give you an example which comes immediately to my mind. There may be better examples. For instance, I may have trouble with someone and think this person is really bad. When you come to transcendental consciousness, the spiritual consciousness, you will see them differently. You will not see their bad qualities and their bad odor maybe, but you will see they are part and parcels of Krishna. Like, this happens when you go out and you see, for instance, let me give a neutral example. Let me say a pig, a Jatipur pig. Have you seen some of them? Really impressive personalities. And what they can eat, I could never imagine to do that. And but when you come out, you say, oh, Pig G, you are wonderful. You live in the holy Dharma of Lord Krishna. You are amazing, a devotee of the Lord. And you will go back to home, back to Godhead. You, in other words, don't see any longer materially that this is a person with impossible eating habits. But you see spiritually, my God, this object of my vision is a great devotee. This is your vision totally changes when you come to transcendental state of consciousness. The other thing is when you transcend space and time. For instance, when you are in spiritual consciousness, you may be like Haridas Thakur. He chanted from sunrise to dusk, it's called, and then throughout the night to the next sunrise, and he said, why has the sun already risen? It has just risen. And he transcended the concept that one day had passed. For him it was a moment only. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about this in his prayer, that a second, he speaks about it in this way, a second seems to be like a kalpa, a millennium or more, because you are no longer a prisoner in spiritual consciousness of the three-dimensional space, time, and matter continuum. You are out of that. Then you feel entirely different and often amazingly positive emotions, and so on. You begin to feel, actually, that's another thing, that everything is sacred in spiritual consciousness. You are very respectful. You see, like I have before my eyes this one thing. Prabhupada was on a morning walk, and he saw, while he was walking on the pathways in a park, somewhere in the distance, he saw... you have to help me now, you English speaker. A water faucet? Is it called a water faucet? Water pipe. Maybe water pipe or dripping. So he left his morning walk, went straight over the lawn and closed the water pipe, saying, this is Krishna's energy. Not a drop of Krishna's energy should be wasted. It's a different perception of matter. No? It's a sacred. It becomes, you see, the sacredness of everything. And mostly those who are in transcendental consciousness, who have a transcendental experience, actually feel unable to speak about the experience which the words they are used to. Often we do a transcendental experience a disfavor when we try to express it in the words of this world, because what just happened is an otherworldly experience, an appearance out of this world, which has nothing to do. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is my point, taught all the people, even those, the Brijbasis, that it is possible to come to the level of spiritual consciousness by what? Chanting the holy name. I have added in my notes, with attachment and taste. If you do this mechanically, then it will take many, many lifetimes before you come out of the shadow, away from the shadow name, to some experience of the pure name. You must chant with loving regard, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And for that you might infuse your chanting with a prayerful mood, or with what we try to do, what Bhujan Prabhu taught us yesterday, remembering Krishna's pastimes as they happen throughout the eight periods of the day. You have to chant Priti Purvakam with love, says Prabhupada, not in a hackneyed fashion. Hackneyed means, I don't know really how it means, like hack, the word hack is in there. No. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a practical example, that is his own life, in order to convince later souls who would meet him that indeed it is possible by chanting the holy name to come to a transcendental level of consciousness, a spiritual consciousness. After he had met his guru in Gaya and received the holy name from him, he always kept that memory in his mind, this his initiation and what happened when he started to chant. And he told it freely as an illustration of his philosophy, even to a Mayavadi like Prakashananda. He said that after chanting, he could see his consciousness turned so much that he felt, have I become mad? Is everything all right? Is this the desirable result, or have something going wrong here? And he went to his Guru Maharaj, and his Guru Maharaj confirmed, yes, it is the nature of chanting Hare Krishna that one begins to feel transcendental love of Godhead. And then his Guru Maharaj told him what he considered the essence of the entire Bhagavatam scripture and philosophy. He said, see, when a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is so dear to him, he becomes agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, he cries, and becomes agitated and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Why does he laugh? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says why a chanter all of a sudden laughs, just like a madman. He gives an example in one of his purports that all of a sudden he has the Krishna darshan, and he says that he sees that Krishna is hiding in a hollow of a tree in Yavat, and announces himself to Radharani by repeatedly with a sweet voice calling, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. And the old Jatila, the mother-in-law, hears this incredibly sweet calling of the cuckoo. Now she knows how normal cuckoos cuckoo, because Yavat is just next door to Kukilvan, that means the forest of the cuckoos. And you can hear from morning till evening cuckoos. But this particular cuckoo sound is different. And she wakes up from her half sleep, and she goes, "Who's there? Who's there?" So Krishna, immediately, he had climbed up and he wanted to go in Radharani's room to meet Radha, immediately disappears again in the hollow of the tree. And the Sadaka sees this scene and begins to laugh. He says, "Just playing hide and seek. How is it possible? My Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in his loving Vrindavan pastimes, he plays like this." So again, after some time, when Krishna feels Yatila must be sleeping now very soundly, and he may even hear the snoring of the old woman, he again announces himself to Radharani, so that Radharani opens her windows or whatever. Cuckoo, cuckoo, and immediately, because it's so inexpressibly sweet, Jatila Bhok wakes up. "Who's there?" And this happens a few times, and our Sadaka, who chants Hare Krishna, sees this in the clean mirror, this Krishna darshan of his heart, which has been transformed and is able to have a different, that means a spiritual perception. So, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had received the holy name from Ishwarapuri in Gaya and came back, people who saw him were shocked by the transformation. It's almost as, let us say, you come back to Zagreb, the town of rumors and gossip, and you dance ecstatically on the street of Zagreb, then all the people would come together, write newspapers about you. You are mad and you were spoiled by the Govardhan retreat. Huh? So the people of Navadvip, who saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doing something he never did before, were shocked. And they thought he has become mad. Even Sachi Devi developed a doubt by the outside pressure which was put on her, and once asked the family friend Shiva's Pandit, "Can you please come and look at my Nimai and tell me if he is mad or not? People say he lost his mind and I should apply Vishnu oil on his head, which will calm the vata, the excess vata." When you're mad, vata is moving your mind. "See you for yourself." And Shiva's Pandit saw Mahaprabhu. He was sitting there and crying before the deity. And he came out and said, "This is a very good madness. I want this also. This is love of Godhead, prema bhakti." So Mahaprabhu is the example. His own life he wants to show. See, this happened. Now, what does this really mean? Let us be a little bit interested in this. Would you also feel love of Godhead in your heart? No, yes, or how do you deal with this? Do you sometimes think about this in your life? I think you do. You must. It's everywhere in the books. Love of Godhead here. Do you sometimes think, when will I also have love of Godhead? Sometimes this thought must, I think, come to each single one of us. What will happen then? How will it happen? Is it My dear devotees, that is very complicated. But to make it easy, bhakti is both an activity. There are the 64 angas, which Rupa Goswami mentions, as well as a bhava, that means a state of consciousness. When you have bhakti, it means that the bhakti bhava has overwhelmed your consciousness. The word Sanskrit word bhava comes from the word bhu, or to be. And Rupa Goswami describes that when the bhakti bhava appears in the mind, it completely takes over the mind, and then it means that this bhava, or this state of being, becomes your mental state. It's not just a passing thought, like in this world, love. Sometimes you love someone, and you then if she burns your chapatis, you hate her. Mm-mm. It's a passing emotion. But bhava, the bhakti bhava, becomes the mind itself, the mental state itself. It takes it over. It pervades it so entirely that the same mind which you had before is now infused with three very unusual desires which you have and which do not leave you. These desires stay with you day in and day out, throughout the morning and the afternoon and the evening and even the night. It is, you only want to meet Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Your other desire is you want to serve Krishna. And the third desire is you want to exchange love with Krishna. You want that there is a two-way street of love. You loving and you receiving love from Krishna. This is what happens. This is a transformation which psychologists are hinting at, but of course don't know about, because they have not studied Bhakti Bhava in detail. So this happening, that the Bhakti Bhava will come to you, is compared with a example. It comes from above. Bhakti bhava is not within your psychology, like hatred, anger, affection, gratitude, and so on, which are in the consciousness. It has to be given from above. It's just like a ray of the sun. You can't make a ray of the sun. It has to be given by the sun itself. So this love of Godhead cannot be fabricated by your imaginations. It has to be given like the sun rays into your heart, where it will melt the heart to such a degree that you all of a sudden, where is Krishna? How can I meet him? How can I serve him? And how can I exchange loving emotions? It is something which you have become, this mood. You have become this mood. You have been transformed. Now, this is very rare that it comes, for two reasons. Because no matter how many sadhanas you do, sadhanas means spiritual practices, you can't generate it by your sadhanas. Whatever sadhana you have, either in our tradition or there are other Vaishnavas which have other types of sadhana, bhakti bhava itself cannot be generated by an individual. Just like the sun rays, it has to be, it comes from the sun. Bhakti comes from either Krishna or the devotee. It has to be given to you. So when there is no attachment in your heart, not even many sadhanas for a long time can bring you there. The other reason is, even if you have attachment to Krishna, if Krishna doesn't give you the bhakti, it will not work. And when does Krishna give the bhakti? When he sees your yogyata. Yogyata means you only want this. You are connected with him in this type of yoga. No? You want this. You want this. You can't do without it. Your life is not even worthwhile to you any longer. Then Lord Krishna says, okay. And gives this. Still, although it must be given, Rupa Goswami says something very extraordinary in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which for me personally is a ray of hope. If I hear bhakti will only come to me if either Krishna or the devotee gives it, I have doubts in myself. I'm not yogyata. I'm not even a pleasant person. I have come my family is a family of murderers. Yes, Nazi Germany is not an easy place. All of our father, my generation's father, have hands which drip with blood. They have killed many, many people. So I'm thinking, But Rupa Goswami, there is always a main street in Krishna consciousness, and there is another street also. He says that there are five things, they are called Panchanga Bhakti, which have the potency to create bhava of the bhakti bhava even in the mind of a newcomer, a beginner, who has some slight contact, small contact with him. And you know what this is? I think we can collect it from the assembled intelligentsia here. What are the five Panchanga Bhaktis? What is one? Association of Vaishnavas, yes. Deity worship, that is at the end of the list, but it is there, yes. Nam Kirtan. Hearing the Bhagavatam, yes, you have said correctly. Then Brajavas, being in Vrindavan. And then deity worship. So if someone has contact with this, his bhava for Krishna can be awakened. It can start there. Krishna becomes merciful. I have seen this, and I said that there were two people here in Vrindavan, nice people. One is a relative of a devotee and her husband. They came here, and at the end of their stay, which was not always easy because they had to face the India factor, at the end of their stay, they felt profound sadness that they had to leave Vrindavan. And I remember the old elderly gentleman, when they left, a lot of birds started to scream at them. There's a tree before their house, which was at that moment full of parrots and these other birds who look like bureaucrats. It was full, and they all screamed so loud. And this elderly gentleman, I never saw this with a German. He took his glasses away. He began to cry and he is called back to the birds. I'm coming back, I'm coming back, I'm coming back. You know, this was a mad activity. He felt ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead coming in his German heart. A ray of Bhava had melted this by this. So, but Lord Chaitanya held, going back to Mahaprabhu, that he in particular and very specific gave this bhakti bhava to those who chanted the holy name and affected the transformation which I think all of us are so much interested in this way. Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur therefore says, he reflects on that he tried so often to change his heart. But he said, thousands of sadhanas have not been useful to me. The seed of bhakti never took root in my heart. I was trying with all my different spiritual practices to plant bhakti into a desert, the desert or barren land of my heart. Everything is completely futile, useless. After seeing my useless activities to try to progress, I will now take entirely shelter at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. This will be enough for me to make the seed of bhakti grow. Throughout his pastimes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that anyone who came in contact with him and his process of chanting experienced the transformation of the heart. And the same thing, by his blessing, is going on through when someone meets now devotees of the Lord and takes earnestly shelter at the holy names, following the methods which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Do you know one method he said we should, in how we should chant? Sorry? In a humble state of mind, not identifying with our bodies and minds, but thinking ourselves worthless, more worthless than the straw in the street. This you can only do, to think yourself more worthless than the straw in the street, if you are not identified with the body and the mind, because your body and mind can do more than a straw in the street. It can walk, for instance, and write a letter. The straw in the street cannot do that. But if you begin to understand, I'm not the body and the mind. Aham mameti is not my identity. Then you will think, ah, I have not done any service. The straw in the street can be used to make a straw hut, but I'm so useless, I cannot be used. The straw in the street can be used to make a straw hut for a devotee, but I am useless. Krishna. This is how you think, very much non-different from aham mameti. And the other thing he gave in his famous instruction, the other method, is you should long for Krishna. No? When will tears come in my eyes as I chant your holy name? This is another thing. You must concentrate on Krishna. You cannot ignore any longer the fact that you don't think of Krishna. You must start your thinking of Krishna program. That's very important. At the end of his pastimes, Lord Chaitanya called his associates around and gave them a sweet promise which is not known very much. I also came to know about it only this year. And I assume that this will be a new information. The associates were concerned what will happen. Will we meet again? And Lord Chaitanya said, yes. I will go to Vrindavan, and there I will accept you all as my associates in my sweet pastimes. I will fill your hearts with bliss. To you, he pointed at his associates, who have faith in Vrindavan, I will give you splendid spiritual forms like my own. That is what I will do for you. No, he will give them the Siddha Deha. Know that those of you whose hearts are bound to me in this form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will surely make them into my eternal liberated associates in Goloka Vrindavan. This is taken from Krishnadas Kavikanapuras Chaitanya Chandradaya Natakam, who was an associate of Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. This contact of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his form of sadhana is very, very important. It's very, very effective. And I would like to now chant with you a little bit under the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I would like you to face Giriraj for a moment. Let us take a moment to come to peace inside. The chant under the order of Gauranga Mahaprabhu requires us to disassociate our thoughts from our material body and mind and genuinely feel that we are not so important, humble like the straw in the street, tolerating the different treatments we receive by our body when we are cold or what, and instead calling out for Krishna with longing. Giriraj can make the impossible possible. Let us call out to Giridhari Krishna with a longing by singing his names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. as you chant, please don't forget to call out to Giriraj. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, please, one more time.
Hare.
Promise is to give all those whose hearts are bound to him. It means there must be some connection, deep connection, to give them eternal spiritual forms so that we can meet the Lord again in Goloka Vrindavan. This contact of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is highlighted in an amazing pastimes which took place in Kamyavan. Once the saint Durvasa took a rest there when he made a pilgrimage to Vrindavan. There was a little cowherd boy who saw the saint sleeping, and he recognized him as Durvasa, and he thought, let me take a good memory of this with me. And just like it was done in my generation, we would cut the hair of the people we adorned and kept it somewhere. What to do? That boy took a sharp instrument and cut a lock from the saint whom he assumed was deep asleep. But Durvasa saw what was happening. He's not like that, an ordinary person who goes to sleep and chup, he's gone. He came up and his eyes were blazing with fury, and he said, you rascal, for this you will have to be born as a crocodile. No more Kamyavan, no more Vrindavan, crocodile, you crocodile. The boy immediately regretted his childish mistake and pleaded innocent and said, mercy, mercy. And Durvasa said, okay, I was a little bit temperamental to a child. You will have to be born as a crocodile because these words came out of this mouth. But you will meet Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and just by his contact you will become liberated, and we will come back to Vrindavan. This is what happened. He was born as a crocodile, and Jagadananda narrates the pastime. One, Lord Chaitanya was doing his morning kirtans. You know, he would leave quite early before the sun would become so blazing and make kirtans in the surrounding villages of Navadvip. And he came to this lake, and the crocodile came out. The boy in the body of a crocodile saw his opportunity. Mahaprabhu placed his lotus foot on him, and the boy immediately was liberated and went back to Vrindavan. But what is with Durvasa? He was so angry. He had cursed a child. Have you ever seen a person who curses a child? These are very heavy people. Do you sometimes become angry at a child? If you do, it's not good. They are children. They are in a different mood, playful mood. They don't live in your world. They live in the children's world, where everything is different. So Durvasa was a very angry person. He had been offensive towards devotees. Remember when he had the darshan, when he went to Ambarish Maharaj and cursed him for a little thing? He was an offender of Vaishnava. But by divine arrangement, that was the mercy of Ambarish, he met Lord Narayan, and during their conversation, He chanted repeatedly the holy name, Narayan, oh Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Oh, what you say, Narayan, amazing. And so on. And he came back, and he again went to, immediately went to Vrindavan after this, and opened ashrams in Bandiravan, Kamyavan, and Kadamba, Kandi. There, Durvasa Muni saw Krishna during his appearance in this world. But he was still bewildered. He could not recognize Krishna. He saw Krishna once playing in the dirt with his friends and thought, this is God? No, he is a dirty little village boy. And at that time, Bal Krishna, as a child, jumped on his lap and began to tuck at his beard. Yes, 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 a child. But this time I won't curse. Then Lord Krishna did something. He opened his mouth and he breathed him in. Durvasa Muni was coming into the body of Bal Krishna. And it was not a small body. All the universes had place in this body. And he started to see if he can get out of this unusual situation. I mean, would you like to stay in the body of a little child? That was his conception. But he moved. And no matter how much he moved, even to the higher planetary systems, he was still in the same confinements, the bodies of the Lord, which is unlimited, until Bal Krishna chose to spit him out, like the seed of a cherry. And he fell and he saw, wow, you are not an ordinary child. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he prayed beautiful prayers. Later, Lord, he had the darshan of Radharani in Raval. He found little Radha in Raval and blessed Srimati Radharani. Do you know the blessings which he gave to Radharani? Yes? Who? Someone is raising his hand. Yes, please. Speak. Oh, Russian language. Yes, very sweet, very sweet. It takes always so long to translate. Who knows? You. Yes, yes. Whoever eats your cooking will will be like nectar, sweet, and he will defeat all his enemies, and there will be no health issue in his life. He will be very healthy all the time. Oh, let us all still, we need some Radharani's Mahaprasad, I think. One moment. And then he said, well, he blessed Radharani. Radha, you are the best. Krishna, who is free from birth and death and is unchanging, and that Krishna who resides by the Yamuna amongst cowherd boys, that Krishna who loves and protects the Surabhi cows, that Krishna who is known as the goal of the Vedas, and that Krishna who has entered all living entities and controls them as the Supersoul, he will be your husband. Radha was very happy with this blessing. So by the association of Radha and her many gopis, Durvasa's heart melted and he attained the stage of love of Godhead in the mood of neutrality, Shantaras. All the traces of selfishness and anger, which were so much prominent in him, were burned away by that blessing of the gopis and Radha. He appears later in Krishna's pastimes as, you know, when Dvarsha Muni sends him to ask with 10,000 disciples to ask for a midday meal at the Pandavas. And you know, Krishna arranged that he feels filled up. And you know how humble he was? Dvarsha felt, oh no, if they invite me now to their midday meal, they have cooked for me, and I'm so full that I can't eat anything. They will feel very bad about me. And he was humbly saying, I better run away. That is humility. He has, previously, if that would have happened, he would just curse someone and, you know, be angry and bad. But Dvarsha Muni was now transformed. He was a humble person who could interact with Vaishnavas and left the Vaishnavas. So how could the person who cursed Ambarish Maharaj, how could he become a humble devotee? The only answer is he got the special blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dvarsha Muni then could enter into Braj as a dear associate of Krishna. That means he attained his Swarup in Braj. There is something which is in the Gorad Ganodesha Dipika which confirms this. During Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent, this personality appeared as Sri Jagannath Acharya, who was also born as Gangadas Pandit, also known as Gangadas Pandit. And he was very dear to Lord Chaitanya. In his previous life, he had been Dvarsha Muni, who delighted the gopis and was very dear to them. He had given a blessing to Radha, and Radha blessed him. You take birth in the Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you are an associate, and then Lord Chaitanya's promise to all his associates that you will attain Brajavas in your eternal spiritual body will come true. Do you understand this? Was a little. I tried my best, but it's very interwoven and so on. The point I would like to raise is that Lord Chaitanya's mercy is extraordinary. And I would love to you now to turn to your neighbor and for 5 minutes discuss with the neighbor if you have ever experienced in your life concrete mercy which you could identify as divine mercy, which changed you and changed your heart. Is the question clear? Yeah. Please turn. I will leave you for 5 minutes and come back in 5 minutes. Hare Krishna. Too much divine mercy. Hare Krishna. Himanshu, could you please put the... I think so. Hare Krishna. I'm very... personally very... very much convinced about Lord Chaitanya's extraordinary mercy. I do remember that in Srila Prabhupada's time with us, he would often become very moved when he looked at his disciples and saw how sincerely they were trying it. He was always attributing that to the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he felt this was possible. So this in my own attempts to understand and practice Krishna consciousness and to preach it also, I have seen that many miracles happening, and one can attribute them only to a ray of mercy, really, which comes from the sun and begins to work on the heart. I also have, as a person who is interested a little bit in Vaishnava theology, I have studied many different forms of sadhana in the Gaudiya pantheon, and I have always seen, I have always personally come back to the formulas which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, because I felt great confirmation by seeing the results in others and also experiencing Krishna consciousness. I personally am very convinced about taking up the holy name as the main sadhana, and like to serve devotees with this and this function. And really it is my personal experience when devotees understand this, that the holy name is not just some syllables, but it's Radha and Krishna, and it can be they can worship the holy name or chant in a prayerful mood to Radha and Krishna, that the miracles happen. I feel when we look at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Vrindavan, we need to understand that he always comes in two functions. One is as a avatar who is engaging in Leela, and the second is also like an acharya who wants to teach the world by what he does. So with this pastime of dealing with Balabhadra mercifully, and by showing him the imaginative path, brings one type of result. But when you chant and you are doing it, that is very nice. Not obviously, during Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's present and direct contact with him, when he was there, everything went much further or faster. I mean, can you imagine meeting Lord Chaitanya and chanting in his kirtan? That's a different story. But Lord Chaitanya blessed us that if we do our sadhana and our practice the way he gave it, then the result is the same. I once heard that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he did not consider if someone would chant offensively. It would not be an issue for him. He would just overwhelm that person with ecstatic love of God. That I heard, but after his appearance, he expected his devotees to avoid the 10 offenses rigorously so that the full results would come. No matter how much you go in the detail, this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special, special, special gift in Kali Yuga. And I really hope that you will all take note of this with benefit and will be very, will make the best out of it. Good. Now let me look at the wristwatch. Actually, today I wanted to sing a song with you. which is an appeal to Lord Chaitanya's special mercy, it is Gauranga Karuna Koro. Now I need to see who is a harmonium player who can find everything within in a second. Please stay, brother. It's a very nice conclusion of this session, praying for the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's one line. Can you please go with the show this, Hemangshu? Gauranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jana. O Lord Chaitanya, show me your mercy. Dina Hina Jana. I'm very fallen. Mosamo Patita Prabhu. Please come to this fallen person. There is no one more merciful to the fallen in the Tribhuvane, in the three words, than you. And then there's the next verse. I dante trina dori goro gora gora. I take a piece of straw in my mouth. Kripa kori esho ama. In your mercy, hridaya mandire, come in the temple of my heart. So we will sing this. Mm-hmm. Will you take a microphone for the harmonium? Mm-hmm. It goes like this. Gauranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane. Gauranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane. Gauranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane. O Gauranga Karuna Koro Dina Hina Jane. Samapatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Samapatita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Dante trina dhari gora taki he tomara. Dante trina daki gora taki he tomara. Kripa kori esho ama hridaye mandire. Kripa kori esho ama hridaye mandire. Next. Jadi daya na koribe patita dekhiya. Jadi daya na koribe patita dekhiya. Patita pavana nama kisera lagiya. Patita pavana nama pajachi bava tupane. nahi ka nishaya pade ti bava tu pane nahi ka nishaya si charana tarani dane dase karo bara charana charani dane dase kora pana o si krishna chaitanya prabhu dase rano dasa Prarthana karaye sada narottama dasa Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Bo.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Jai Giriraj.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai.
Hey, go!
Jaya Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Shyam Sundar, Sri Radhe. See
Jai Rai Sira Re Siam.
Hare Krishna. I thank you very, very much for participating. And I wish you a wonderful retreat day where you will be able to pick up many, many gems waiting for you here. We are now going into what is called the one of the final rounds. So please work on your focus and on your intention, really, to give some energy to this. Thank you very much, and we will see each other throughout the day. Hare Krishna.